Stop what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Yes.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
You know, something you don't know about me is that I have played the part of Father Christmas.
No, man, stop it. And you're not just talking for your children.
No. I've dressed up. I've done it all.
Oh, not for a prank?
No. I've actually done it.
As in, like, no, for work? You were played, no. Paid to play Santa.
No. So, you know, I have a preschool. We have a preschool, my wife and I.
Uh-huh.
So, in order to save money, I got a Santa Claus suit.
But you're a bit on the skinny side,
pillows,
eh?
So like, pillows, Shirley. Oh, okay. Pillows.
Oh,
problem was that the pillows were falling out while I was... It was a mess. I was like the worst. And then the next year we decided, now let's just hire someone that can do this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this old grandpa, he was looking for some bucks, so he did it. And he scared the kids, man.
Why?
Because the kids know. When I walked in the suit... They were like, ah, it's Uncle Darren. I'm like, oh, well, there we go. Then we thought, okay, we're going to con you now. No, we're going to bring the real guy. And then they were like,
like, it's too much, too real.
Especially with the babies, like the 1-year-olds. They like, whoa, man, scares the hell out of them.
Yeah.
Scares them.
You couldn't even get them settled to get a cute picture with Santa, nothing like that.
Yeah, but the problem was is that our Santa did smell a bit like cigarettes.
Oh. No.
He was out in the parking lot tugging on a Lexington before he came in to greet the kids.
You need to do better.
Yeah, you see his budget. You can't go You can't go budget.
Oh, oh, oh. Santa's coughing there. He's coughing out his lungs. No, man.
What is Santa supposed to smell like? Like...
Santa must smell like
cakes.
Cinnamon.
Yes, cinnamon. That's what I want my Santa to smell like.
Cinnamon and mince pies, not Lexington.
No. Not Marlboros.
Well, you see, that is what you get for $300 for a morning.
You get what you pay for.
Okay, so this lady, she has... they've hired a Father Christmas. Uh-huh. For their event, right? So now they got this guy coming Wednesday. So they've set this up, and so now I'm phoning as the guy. Because you just phone an agency. There are a few agencies. Hey, I want to book a Santa. So I just booked one. So now I'm quite good at my job. So I phone ahead and want to know the lay of the land and anything that I can do special and what. But at the same time, I'm going to reveal a few little clues about myself. Let's see how this goes down.
Hello?
Hi, Natasha. It's Father Christmas here.
Hello, Father Christmas. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Fine. What are you bringing me this year?
Well, it's not actually Father Christmas. I'm just teasing.
Is this?
I am the Father Christmas that's going to be at the event on Wednesday.
Okay.
I know it's a whole charity initiative and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah. So, you know what? I won't be charging.
Whoa. Okay. Well, thank you for that, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually not... allowed to, it's part of my service to the community.
Okay.
Well, phrased correctly, my community service.
Okay.
Yeah, because I just, I was in Leocop for a little while, and then...
You were in Leocop for a little while?
Yeah. And now this is part of the part of the hours that you need to make up.
You have been booked? Okay. I'm sitting here, and I'm going to be... Just repeat what you've told me.
I'm doing it for free, that part.
But you said something about part of your community service. You were in Leoko prison. Maybe just explain this to me?
No, well, I was in Leoko. I got out early, rather.
And you... Look... I must be honest with you that I, unfortunately, I'm not in a position to give you access, to give you permission to act as Father Christmas at our event. I mean...
I've been a Father Christmas all my life, all right?
I've actually got heart palpitations at this point in time when you're telling me you've been a Father Christmas all your life.
I used to be a Father Christmas at another shopping mall, and then never mind. But yeah.
No, please be honest.
What happened, okay, was when I used to be this Father Christmas, I was sitting there having photos as we do every year. And this little kid came up to me.
Oh, God, no.
He pulled my beard and he said, "My daddy says that you are not really Father Christmas." Okay? So I said, "Well, hey, your daddy's not really your daddy. And this year, you're not getting any presents." And yeah, and then an altercation between me and the daddy broke out. And yeah, that's why I found myself in Leeuwkop. You know?
No.
I know it's sort of a long event. How many smoke breaks do you get?
Smoke breaks?
During the event.
No, they. What do you mean by smoke breaks?
Like when I can pop out the back for a twack.
No. I'm going to have to look into this because I'm sitting here with heart palpitations. You don't understand. Okay. I mean, what you're saying to me is just something that is not. I can't condone this. I've got to be direct with you.
Okay. Ho, ho, ho. I mean, does it get any better than that?
Excuse me?
Ho, ho, ho. You know?
No. Oh, this is very weird. I'm so sorry. I unfortunately am not in a position to allow any of this. I'm really, really sorry.
If I can't be your Father Christmas, then maybe next year could I be the Easter Bunny?
No.
Or could I at least be Wackhead Simpson for a day?
Darren, is it you?
It is me, Natasha.
The thing is, my legs are weak because all I think about is children with this bad man. Oh, my.
Oh, heart palpitations is what you gave that woman.
The children with the bad man.
On the. Oh, yeah. Hey.